الحمد لله، الحمد لله رب العالمين الذي خلق الإنسان وكرمه وأنعم عليه وعلمه. أحمده سبحانه كما ينبغي لجلال وجهه وعظيم سلطانه، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه وحبيبه. فاللهم صل وسلم وبارك على شفيعنا ونبينا ورسولنا ووسيلتنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وعلى من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله عز وجل في كتابه العزيز: كلوا واشربوا ولا تسرفوا. وقال الله عز وجل: ولا تبذر تبذيرا إن المبذرين كانوا إخوان الشياطين. وقال الله عز وجل في شان حبيبه مخبرا وآمرا: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم وسلم عليه. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. Infinite and abundant praise is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who has bestowed upon us innumerable favors, and salutations and peace and blessings be upon our noble messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallama, the one who was sent as a guide, the one who taught us how to live a life of moderation, and peace and blessings be upon his noble and illustrious family, and peace and blessings be upon his noble companions and all of those who follow sincerely in the footsteps of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. Alhamdulillah, on this blessed, illuminated, joyous and beautiful day of Jumu'ah, we have gathered here in the sacred house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remind ourselves of the majestic and timeless kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the beautiful hidayah, the nur, the guidance from the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our sincere intentions and efforts and make this day, make this moment a means for our success, for our forgiveness and salvation in this dunya and also in the hereafter. Today I thought it would be apt to discuss something that is going on within the entire world at this moment in time. A frenzy at this moment which our youngsters are currently embroiled in, and even our elders as well. It's something that we are bombarded by on a daily basis over the last few weeks, and we have been pushed and encouraged and told that we really need to do this, which is the discussion of Black Friday. And ironically, I'm wearing black today myself, but that's something which is just a coincidence. Nevertheless, Black Friday is something which is on the lips, on the tongues, on the fingertips of all of our youngsters. It's on the mind of our newer generations and even the elderly people. They're getting into this Black Friday, Black Friday. But before we get into this whole title of Black Friday for Muslims, for us, every Friday, every Jumu'ah is not a Black Friday. It is illuminated, white, beautiful day of Jumu'ah, blessed day of Jumu'ah, the Sayyidul Ayyam, the leader of all of the days, the most prestigious day upon which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, upon which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us an hour, a special hour within which the du'as will be answered and accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a day upon which we send abundant peace and blessings upon the Messenger alayhi salatu wa salam, and he acknowledges that salam and replies to our salam as well. So for us, there is no such thing as a Black Friday. Nevertheless, we will discuss this and this current frenzy that's going on. It started off in America and it has come over here to the UK and infiltrated throughout Europe, and even eventually it will get to Asia as well. So Black Friday is on the minds, it is in the hearts, and this is a very important thing to consider. Not just in your mind you hear something, not just in your ears, but it's in the hearts of the newer generation. It's on the lips of the people and everybody is talking about it. You want to deal? Wait for Black Friday. You want to get something? There's this Black Friday deal going on. It's on the fingertips of every individual as well. They put stuff in their basket, they have this wish list and checklist, and they're waiting for this day to seize these deals and these opportunities. It is a new and a very sacred festival and one of the world's fastest spreading religions. And I call this a religion as well, because a religion is when you have a following. A religion is when you have this belief, this ideology. A religion is when you do certain things in a format where people think that this is what we believe and this is how we behave and this is how we operate. So this new phenomena, you could call it, or this new religion is spreading across the globe. Started off in America, it's come to the UK, it's spread throughout Europe, and it will get to Africa, it will get to Asia, it will get to the Middle East and to the Far East as well. So this religion, if you want to call it, it has its own holy places. We have the masjid, the Jews have the synagogues, the Christians have their churches. And these people who are the followers and the worshippers of Black Friday, they have their religious space as well. And their religious space is the shopping centers. This is their cathedral. These are the malls, the shopping centers, and even online as well, the e-commerce where they go, and this is where they worship and they find the satisfaction and the fulfillment. So it is lit with decorations and promises of contentment and endless bliss. You go to these shops and they have all of these attractive advertisements, all of these panels saying, come here, Black Friday deal, attracting you to their places of worship. And this religion also has its rituals. What is this ritual? It has pilgrims, there's people who follow, there's people who return to it on a daily, on an annual basis. We do Hajj, we do Umrah, we do the month of Ramadan on an annual basis. And these people as well, the followers, the pilgrims, they come back every year again and again as devout followers engaged in Qiyamul Layl. And you might think it's obviously, why am I saying and using these words? But it's true. Qiyamul Layl is to stay up in the middle of the night in waiting, in anticipation of the rahmah and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whereas these people are staying up to get the best deals. They are waiting outside the shops and they have long lines so that they can be the first ones inside the shop and they could get the best deals. And you know about this from the Next and the sale that Next has. And you know about this when they have Boxing Day sales. And you know about this when they have post-Christmas sales. And this is also the same for Black Friday as well. These people are waiting there in anticipation and they are doing Qiyamul Layl, staying up all night, just like the Apple fans. They stay up and they wait in line for hours and hours and they sleep through the night or wait through the night so that they can be the ones who get the first iPhone. So these are the followers who are queuing and staying throughout the night and doing Qiyamul Layl for the sake of this Black Friday. So this religion, this following has many names. You can call it materialism, chasing commodities and materialistic things. You can call it consumerism, consuming everything that the dunya has to give and has to offer. You can call it capitalism, where people are using this opportunity to capitalize upon you and your wealth and your insecurities and say, look, you need this and you need this. Or you can call it a religion of desire. It's self-fulfillment, giving you that pleasure and giving you that gratification. Whatever you want to call it, it is ultimately an unhealthy attachment to the dunya. The dunya which is fleeting, the money that which is fleeting, that you have today that you don't have tomorrow, the satisfaction that you have and the gratification that you get when you get that latest iPhone or the latest shirt or the latest sneakers or anything else, you will enjoy that for one moment, maybe 2 moments, maybe 5 minutes or 10 minutes, and then after that, oh, that's it, it's just another thing that you have within your home, and then you want the newest and the latest and the greatest thing that is about to arrive. So it's just the illusions of the dunya, it is just the attractions of the dunya, and this is all a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to see whether we are distracted by all of these things or whether we remain calm, whether we remain strong, and whether we remain steadfast. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the glorious Quran mentions, إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا مَا عَلَى الْأَرْضِ زِينَةً لَهَا لِنَبْلُوَهُمْ أَيُّهُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا وَإِنَّا لَجَاعِلُونَ مَا عَلَيْهَا صَعِيدًا جُرُزًا. That indeed we have made that which is upon the earth as an adornment, as a zina, as a beautification, as an attraction for you all, so that we may test you to see who is the best indeed. Who is the weakest? Will you give in? And I need to buy this deal, I need to get this deal, I need to get that deal, even though you may not need it. This is all a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to see whether you fall in this trap of the dunya, in the trap of consumerism, in this trap of all of these things and these deals, or will you remain steadfast and say, no, I have everything that I need. I have my deen, I have my religion, I have my Lord, I have my Nabi, I have my family, I have sufficient provisions, alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says that, and indeed we will make that which is upon it into a barren ground. So all of the beautification, all of the zenith, all of the attraction that you see today, tomorrow or in the future, it will become barren once again. That everything will come to an end. What you have today, what is attractive to you today, you buy a new car, it is attractive for you 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 6 months. After that, you want something newer, you want something better, you want something with more technology. And same goes with various other objects in life as well. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, everything comes back to circle, it will go back to nothing, and you will have nothing as well, even though you may think that you have everything in your life. So at this moment in time, what we do is we buy things we don't need. And especially on this Black Friday, you are encouraged to buy more and more things that you do not even conceptualize, things you don't even imagine, things you don't even need. And especially we're buying those things with the money that we don't have. We'll give you 12 months interest free. We'll give you a loan. We'll approve your finance. Come buy one, get one free. This is a great deal. These are all of the slogans that they are throwing at you. So this new religion, this new following, this new frenzy, this new disease that is spreading throughout the world is changing you, changing your mind, changing your heart and the way that you operate from a needs-based society to a wants-based society. That basically means the difference between you asking yourself, do I need this? One is zarura, as we say in our language, in Arabic as well. Darura, something which is necessary, something that you need. You need a roof over your head. You need clothes on your... You need food, you know, to survive. These are the basic necessities and needs of life. But wants are very, very different. One is a darura and one is a jahat, as they say. I want this. I would like this. And when your children, when they say, Mommy, I want this. Daddy, I want this. They don't say, I need this. They say, I want. And this is a very, very fine difference. And it's important for you from a young age to establish within yourself and also within your children the difference between need and the difference between want. And this is how we're changing into a society where we want everything. We want to live outside of our means, outside of our capacity. We want the latest and the best and the greatest of everything. And we forget about those things which are just basic necessities and needs. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, أَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَى أَفَأَنْتَ تَكُونُ عَلَيْهِ وَكِيلًا أَمْ تَحْسَبُ أَنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ يَسْمَعُونَ أَوْ يَعْقِلُونَ إِنْ هُمْ إِلَّا كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلُّ. That have you seen that person who takes his own desire to be his God? That your desire is that I want this. I want this girl. I want this woman. I want this phone. I want this clothing. I want all of these pleasures and these gratifications. I want, 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 want. And that want becomes your God, becomes your worship. Everything is about your wants and your whims and your desires. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying. That don't make everything about your want. Look at the things which you need. Then would you be responsible for him? That do you really want to be responsible for an individual? All he wants is just once and once and once. Would you rather be responsible for those people who suffice with those things which are necessary for them? Or do you think that most of them hear or reason, these people who constantly want things, do they have any reason or logic does anybody even listen to them? No, they just say, this is a great deal, I need to buy it. It's buy one, get one free, it's buy one, get one 50% off, it's this, it's that. These people don't see things and they don't hear things, they don't understand. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala compares them, that إِنْهُمْ إِلَّا كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلْ, that they are not except like livestock. What does livestock mean? Bheriyan, majja, gawa, livestock. This is what livestock means. Like herds of sheep and goats and cattle. What do they know? They don't know anything. They just live their life idlessly. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, you have reason, you have logic, you have intellect, you have fu'ad, you have qalb, you have all of these things and these faculties that I have given to you. So why are you just behaving like an animal? The animal wants to have sex, it'll go and have sex with anybody. The animal wants to poo, it'll poo anywhere. The animal wants to wee, it'll wee anywhere. It has no reason, it has no logic, it has no social, you know, constraints in how it behaves or operates. It just does what it wants to do. But we are human beings. We have created far better than our wants. We know the things that are necessary for us and the things that we need rather than the things that we want. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that rather they are even more astray in their way. Those people who are constantly following their wants, following their whims and following their desires. And you need to ask yourselves, including myself, that when these days come, whether it's Cyber Monday or Black Friday or any other sale days, how does our mind change? We start wanting everything. This is a good deal, this is a good deal, this is a good deal. I want this, want this, want this. When the reality is you don't need this. You were surviving before it and you'll be able to survive after it as well. But if you don't nip this in the bud, as they say, then your children will constantly want things and you'll be unable to provide for their wants. Because the want of an insan is limitless. It has no limit. Allah, the Promised Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, mentions that even if Bani Adam was given a valley of gold, he would still want more gold. Even if he was given a mountain of gold, he would still want more gold. This is just the greed of the insan, that they always want more and you'll never be satisfied. So it's important for us to restrain ourselves and our nafs and our hawa and make sure that we only suffice with those things that are necessary within our lives. So this new religion has changed the value of humanity and how you see people and how you look at the value of those people as well. So instead of looking at something like sacrifice, qurbani, or patience and sabr and perseverance, or mercy, rahmah and humility, tawadu and thankfulness and shukr as good things. You know, these are the things that you want in your child. You want them to be merciful. You want them to be humble. You want them to be patient. You want them to sacrifice. You want them to be thankful for all of the blessings that they have. This is what you want from your child. But this new religion of following your whims and following your desires and following these deals that we have at Black Friday, this is changing the way we view the dunya. And a person is no longer judged by these values, by these morals and by these ethics and the principles that he has, but rather he is valued by the latest trends that he follows. He is valued by the latest food that he is consuming and snapping on Instagram and sharing that with his people. He is valued by the brands that he wears. He is valued by the luxury that he has in his life. He is valued by the labels that he wears and owns. This is how people are now viewed as successful. Not the way that the way the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam taught us that success is when a person is content within himself. Success is a person who has these beautiful values and characteristics and good akhlaq and good character. This is how the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam taught us. Look at how we even view mothers now. That a mother who nurtures and develops her child, their spiritual well-being, their physical, their emotional, their intellectual and their physical growth, she gives everything that she has to them, is currently in this day and age is seen as somebody economically inactive. A person who's just sat at home, a person who's not giving anything back to the economy, not giving any benefit back to society. This is how they are labeled. They're not labeled as somebody who is trendy, not labeled as somebody who is modern. But when she starts to work, then they say, yes, she is liberated. Yes, she is empowered. Yes, she is free. And yes, she can do all of these things. So the way, the paradigms of how you view people and how you view success and how you view all of these things is constantly changing. And especially this Black Friday, which I've mentioned, about how it's become a frenzy, how to become a new religion, where the places of worship are the shopping malls, where the pilgrims are those people who are doing Qiyamul Layl and staying up all night so that they can be the first people inside the shop to get the best deal. This is what's happening to our mind. And we need to be very, very careful and understand that there's a fine difference between wanting something and needing something. And this is something that we need to teach our children, the difference between want and the difference between need, and controlling our nafs and our whims and our desires. In spite of having all of these great deals, Cyber Monday, Boxing Day, you know, New Year's, and all of the other deals that come throughout the year, and especially Black Friday, in spite of having all of these commodities, these people are still anxious. These people are still depressed. And these people are still lonely, because it's not sufficient for them. They still need to fill that void with something newer, with something greater, with something more luxurious. But for us as Muslims, as I mentioned at the beginning, the day of Jumu'ah is a day of blessings, is a day of gathering, is a day of joy, is a day of happiness. There's no such thing as a Black Friday for Muslim. Is a day when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards those who come into the first sub with red camels, the reward of sacrificing a red camel in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where angels are posted at the entrances and the gullies and the alleys and the streets of all those ways that come to the masjid and recording these people, where you receive a blessing for sitting in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where you recite Suratul Qahf and you'll be protected from the fitna of Dajjal, where your dua will be accepted in one of the lahzad, one of the moments, one of the sa'a between Jumu'ah and between Maghrib, where the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam hears your salam and replies to your salam. So much barakah in this. So what is the cure that these people are trying to find and that we already have? The cure to all of this consumerism, to this materialism, to this, you know, constant desire and gratification, is that you are content within yourself. That you have shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam taught us, taught the Sahaba ikram, to be grateful for all of the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given you. The Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran mentions, and he gave you, وَآتَاكُم مِّن كُلِّ مَا سَأَلْتُمُوهُ وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَظُلُومٌ كَفَّارٌ. That he gave you from all of the things that you ever asked him. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the only one who can give you that satisfaction, who can give you that contentment, who can fill that void in your heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you were ever to count the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you would not be able to enumerate the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can't do that. So why are you still constantly looking towards other things to fill that void? When you take Allah out of your heart, when you take Rasulullah out of your heart, and then you try to put the Black Friday and all these deals and all these materialistic commodities within your heart and your mind, you'll never be satisfied. أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. You'll only be satisfied and content when you have the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So these people, insan, is generally most unjust and ungrateful to all of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You don't get something for your child that they want, not what they need. And look at how their behavior changes. Look at how their behavior changes. But look at all of the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. But in spite of that, we're still saying we don't have enough. We don't have sufficient commodities and materialistic things in our life. Being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only thing that will give you satisfaction, that will give you itmi'nan, that will give you contentment within your heart. The consumerists, this is what they seek. But they won't get that. Why is it that so many people who are living in 5-star hotels, they drive luxury cars, and they're eating mostly expensive meals, are still not happy? There's still something void, there's a void within their heart. Why is it the biggest of bankers are committing more and more suicide, and all of these people with the greatest amount of wealth are still not satisfied with their personal life, with their social life, with their friends, with their family, with themselves? Because they have no contentment with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have no shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can go to Pakistan, you can go to third world countries, and you can look at those people when they eat their bread, just plain simple bread, when they have plain simple food, and they eat it with so much joy, so much satisfaction, so much happiness, that cannot be compared to a person who's sitting in a 5-star hotel and they'll still say, oh, the spices aren't right and this isn't right and it's too cold and I want to speak to the chef and I want to speak to the manager. They're still never satisfied. No matter how much luxury they'll have, they'll still be complaining about something. But these people who suffice and they confine themselves to the necessities of their life, to their needs rather than their wants, you'll find them to be the most satisfied within their life. You'll find them to be the most content within their life as well. So the secret to all of this, this frenzy, this disease that is spreading, came from America, it's here in the UK, it's here in Europe and spreading throughout the world, is to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I'm not saying it's haram, it's forbidden for you to buy expensive things or nice things. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inna Allah yuhib, inna Allah jameel. This is the hadith of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself is beautiful and he loves beauty. So yes, قُلْ مَنْ حَرَّمَ زِينَةَ اللَّهُ الَّتِي أَخْرَضَ لِعِبَادِهِ وَالطَّيِّبَاتِ مِنَ الرِّزْقِ. But nobody, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has not prohibited you from wearing nice clothes and living well, but all of that should be connected to the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And not say, I don't have enough zameen, I don't have enough properties, I don't have enough cars, I need to get this and this and this. So your heart cannot be dominated by the things of the dunya, but rather it should be filled with the contentment and the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because all of these things, all of these deals, they distract you from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They distract you from your deen. They distract you from the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. They distract you from your salah. They distract you from all of those things which will give you real satisfaction and itmi'nan. Remember when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, وَإِسْتَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِ لَشَدِيدٌ. That remember when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated that if you are truly grateful, how many things that can you be grateful for? Inna sam'a wal basara wal fu'ad, your hearing, your sight, your heart, everything. Wallahu akhrajakum min butuni ummahatikum la ta'lamuna shay'a wa ja'ala lakum as-sam'a wal absara wal afida la'allakum tashkurun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took you out of the wombs of your mothers and you had no hearing and no sight. He gave you all of those things so that you could be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet you see in the newer generation, in spite of having good sight, good hearing, good smell, good faculties, good senses, good in everything within their body, within themselves, and they have family, they have everything, they are still not satisfied, because they want more and more of the dunya, whereas this is a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As I mentioned at the beginning, that inna ja'alna ma'ala al-ardi zinatan laha linabluwahum ayyuhum ahsanu amala. All of the adornments, all of the attractions and this beauty in the dunya is to see whether you are doing the right thing, whether you are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or whether you constantly give in to your whims and your desires. أَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَى. Are you from those people who have taken your own whims and your own desires to be your Lord, and you don't see the right and wrong, and you don't see the difference between necessity, what I need and what I want? This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you. So we should spend on yourself, spend on your family. There is a great amount of barakah. But you have to remember there is consumption, consuming something and spending on yourself, and there is overconsumption. And how do you ever know when you're over-consuming something? You will see that physically manifests itself in your behavior, in the way that you behave, in how your clothes don't fit you anymore, or in your demeanor or your behavior to other people, and how tolerant you are, how merciful you are, and how compassionate you are. And similarly towards your deen, you'll know when you're over-consuming, when you struggle, or when you hesitate to give charity in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you have to think twice, oh, do I really want to give this? Or do I want to buy the next latest thing, and this deal is on, and that deal is on? This is when you can find out and see those telltale signs of whether you are consuming or over-consuming. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Qur'an, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. So this is the book that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us to guide us and our lives, and tell us the difference between need and the difference between want, between consuming and over-consuming. Everything is there contained within the Qur'an. It is a guide for us, for those who are conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is out of the equation, then you'll just want more and more and more. You'll want all of these things, but you will not find any satisfaction. Those people are the true people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who believe in the unseen, who establish the prayer and spend of that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided for them. But those who are embroiled in the dunya, lost in the dunya, you will not see them praying, you will not see them thinking about the hereafter, and you will certainly not see them spending in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this Black Friday, even though I'm wearing black today, But this Black Friday, which is called Black Friday, they want you to consume. They want you to live outside of your means. They want you to be embroiled in the dunya. Ignore it. Don't go down that rabbit hole of buy now, pay later, buy more to save more, limited edition, interest-free, guaranteed finance, all of these things. No. This day, every day is a day of Jum'ah, illuminated day, blessed day of Jum'ah, the full of blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, within which there's an hour where your du'as will be accepted. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam will reply to your salam. This is the day when Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam and humanity was created on this particular day. So protect yourself, protect your children, limit your shopping and how much you go out to do the shopping, and distinguish between what is necessary for you and what you really want to do. Watch less TV and media, consume less of those things, and choose your friends very, very closely, because you are the friends, your friends are the ones who are going to forward those things to you, the latest Snapchat and Instagram, this food and this item and this sale and that. So choose your friends very, very carefully. Stick to a list when you go to do shopping. Very easy to see all of these fancy deals as well. And wait. You might think that you need this, but if you wait, you'll realize you don't actually need it. You just wanted that thing, and later on you can survive without that thing as well. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as abundantly as possible, and look back at the beautiful and simple lifestyle of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, his household, his life, his kapde, his shoes, and all of these things, and you'll see the difference between needing things and those things that we can suffice with, and wanting things, because when you want things, then the list is unlimited, and you will struggle in the dunya to fill that void, and certainly you will struggle in the hereafter when you will have no currency to present to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all on this blessed day of Jumu'ah.